I'm George Walker for WFIU Arts. The Cardinal Stage Company presents David Sedaris' Santa Land Diaries, adapted for the stage by Joe Montello. It opens on Friday the 21st and continues with performances through December 7th, and that's upstairs at the John Waldron Arts Center. Our guest is the person who plays Crumpet the Elf. Returning to Bloomington, John Armstrong. John, thanks very much for coming.
My pleasure. Thank you.
Now, you had a long career, really, as a grad student at IU with a lot of productions, both dramatic productions and at the same time plenty of musical experience. Which do you think helps you the most as you play the demanding role of Crumpet the Elf?
Well, I think both genres serve to enhance this particular piece. It's a one-man show, so it's my first opportunity to share the stage with no one but the audience. And I think some roles in musical theater that I've played that required a lot of stage time have helped prepare me to deal with that specific challenge. But learning how to carve out beats and play individual moments and tell a good story, I think that's kind of the keystone of any good piece of theater. So my experience has kind of led me to this point, I would say.
Now, do you have a director for the show then?
We do. Randy White is the director. He's the artistic director of the Cardinal Stage Company, and he's directing this specific piece with he and I.
Now, how much – I've heard David Sedaris read this particular piece. How much theater is there involved? What I mean is movement.
Sure, sure. Well, that was a specific challenge with doing this particular play. We want to keep it true to Sedaris' work, but at the same time make it viable for the stage. So Joe Montello has done a great job of adapting, of kind of helping us bridge that gap from page to stage. So it's been a unique challenge. We don't want to make it overly theatrical, but at the same time, we want to keep it interesting and keep it moving. So it has a beautiful set, and the story takes place at Santaland at Macy's, which is a real Christmas wonderland. So our great set designer has done a good job to kind of bring that to life. So the set's beautiful. The costume is fantastic. There's some costume changes as well. And then a great lighting design to help keep the story moving along and some reenaction of certain moments that happen in real life from that instance, you know, reenacting those things on the stage helps keep it moving. But Sedaris does a great job of word painting himself. So a lot of the work is just to bring that to the forefront, to make sure people can really see and envision these great stories he's telling. So those are the different elements, I think, that help create a good theatrical experience.
Now, when Sedaris does this himself, one of the little surprises is the way he can sing. Now, I know you've sung in musicals and various other things. Mm-hmm. What kind of singing are you doing?
Well, in the show, he hums a tune. He hums a tune or two. So there's a couple opportunities to sing in the show, which is nice. A nice little added bonus, I'd say.
John, it occurs to me that we're sort of pretending that everyone who's listening knows the story here.
Right.
And really, you're playing a young man who's come to New York with artistic desires and ends up playing an elf in a Christmas situation
at Macy's.
Where he's basically kind of herding kids for variously grumpy Santa Clauses.
Absolutely. That's exactly it. A job which Sedaris actually did in his life. So it's pseudo-autobiographical, I think, although I hope some of these specific stories didn't actually happen. But you can tell in the writing that this is something he actually did because there's a lot of specificity and detail. But it's a fantastic story. It's with Sedaris' own bent and sarcasm on life. And yeah, he kind of goes through from Thanksgiving to Christmas and meets lots of different kinds of people. And it's a great commentary on humanity and how we all tend to lose our minds as Christmas approaches, specifically in this kind of environment, you know, at a department store seeing Santa. So it's a great story.
We've been talking with John Armstrong. He plays the role of Crumpet the Elf in David Sedaris' The Santa Land Diaries in the production by the Cardinal Stage Company. It opens on Friday the 21st, and then plays through December 7th upstairs at the John Waldron Arts Center. I'm George Walker for WFIU Arts.